भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासम् ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भागवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी. This morning we're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam's 10th canto, chapter 9, entitled Mother Yashoda Binds Lord Krishna, text number 15. Tad Dama Padyamanasya Svarbhaskaya Kathagasaha Dviangulonam Adbhut Tena Sandade Anyach Cha Gopika Taddama Padyamanasya Svarbhakasya Kritagasa Svarbhakasya Kritagasa Dviangulonam Abhutena Vyangulonam Abhutena Sandadenyaccha Gopika Taddama Badyamanasya Svarbhakasya Kritagasa Vyangulonam Abhutena Sandadenyaccha Gopika Taddama Badyamanasya Svarbhakasya Kritagasa Vyangulonam Abhutena Sandadenyaccha Gopika Tadama, that binding robe. Padyamanasya, who was being bound by Mother Yashoda. Svaharbhakasya, of her own son. Kritagasaha, who was an offender. Dviangula, by a measurement of two fingers. Unam, short. Abhut, became. Tena, with that rope. Sandade, joined. Anyacha, another rope. Gopika, Mother Yashoda. When Mother Yashoda was trying to bind the offending child, she saw that the binding rope was short by a distance the width of two fingers. Thus she brought another rope to join it. Responsively, please repeat. When Mother Yashoda was trying to bind the offending child, she saw that the binding rope was short by a distance, the width of two fingers. Thus she brought another rope to join it. Here's the first chapter in Krishna's exhibition of unlimited potency to Mother Yashoda when she tried to bind him. The rope was too short. The Lord had clearly shown his unlimited potency by killing Putana, Shakatasura, Trinavarta. Now Krishna exhibited another vibhuti, or display of potency, to Mother Yashoda. Unless I agree, Krishna desired to show, unless I agree, you cannot bind me. Thus, although Mother Yashoda, in her attempt to bind Krishna, added one rope after another, ultimately, she was a failure. When Krishna agreed, however, she was successful. In other words, one must be in transcendental love with Krishna, but that does not mean that one can control Krishna. When Krishna is satisfied with one's devotional service, he does everything himself. Sevam mukhe hi jivado swayameva spuratyataha. He reveals more and more to the devotee as the devotee advances in service. Jivado, this service begins with the tongue, with chanting and with taking the prasad of Krishna. Ataha Sri Krishna Namadi Nabhaved Grayam Indriyai Sevan Mukhe Hi Jiva Adav Swayam Eva Spuratyadaha. Bhakti Rasamri, the Sindhu 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 2, 3, 4. Taddama Padyamanasya Svarbakasya Kritagasa Viangulanam Bhutena Sandadenyachcha Gopika. When Mother Yashoda was trying to bind the offending child, she saw that the binding rope was short by a distance, the width of two fingers. Thus she brought another rope to join it. So although Krishna exhorts or encourages Arjuna take up arms, become active, to do his duty. Nevertheless, he does inform Arjuna that whatever Arjuna achieves on the battlefield will be by his mercy. He says, Nimitta Matra, Bhava Savyasach, just become my instrument. So we also are potentially instruments of Lord Chaitanya. He has ordered us to Amaragyai Guru Hoy Hare Desh Jare Deko Hare Kaho Krishna Upadeshi. Remain in your place, your station, country, Desh, country. But whomever you meet, whomever you see, you simply tell them about Krishna. It doesn't mean you have to quote volumes of Upanishads. You explain or share with someone your conviction, your realization, and where applicable, your knowledge. But you try to open people's eyes, open people's hearts, unlock the prison house of suffering. Give them a chance. You have, by the grace of Lord Krishna, been given a chance. It cannot be said that any of us deserved, by our great stock, our great storehouse of pious activities, we deserve to come to Krishna consciousness. In fact, it appears that we were headed for the darkest regions of, therefore in the Bhagavatam, he explains, Madhya Tishtanti Rajasa, Vista, Rokacham, Namasama, Urdhva, Adhika. Once in the mode of prudence goes upwards, Urdhvam gacchanti sattvastha. Urdhvam gacchanti. Gacchanti means goes. Urdhvam gacchanti sattvam. Born in sattvam. Maybe partially in rajagun madhye tishtanti rajasam. But that would only guarantee us repeated birth. Maybe in the human form. But there was a lot of ignorance in our life also. Taking intoxication, eating meat, illicit sex, gambling. These are all tamagun. So, Krishna says, those who reject me, who are faithless, Mrityu Sansara Bhartmani, Asrava Vanasya Purusha, faithless persons, Dharma Syasya Varandapa. They have no faith in their Swadharma, their constitutional activity. And therefore, I put them, Krishna puts them down into the chain of repeated birth and death, into the lower modes of nature. It's not that Krishna is partial, samaham sarva bhutesh, but yayata mam prapadyante, he reciprocates with us on the basis of how we approach him. And practically speaking, everybody in the world operates in that way. If someone approaches you in friendship, you reciprocate with friendship. If someone approaches you like an enemy, then you defend yourself and fight with that person. It's practical. So Krishna also, if we try to be his competitor, there's no competition. Krishna can easily defeat us. But if we approach him in love, anukulyena Krishna anushilanam bhaktir uttamam. If we serve him favorably, then that is actual bhakti, and Krishna becomes conquered. Ajita, but he becomes jita, or conquered, by love. efforts to know Krishna and to develop our relationship with Krishna, we have to express our love in appropriate ways. And whatever we can do, we should know that it is by the mercy of the Lord. This is the mentality of the devotee, that whatever activities I perform, whatever bad results I get, that is because of my purva karma, prarabdha karma. We have three different kinds of karma: that which is in stock, that which is being created, and that which we are experiencing right now. That's called prarabdha karma. Pasta karma. So, the devotee sees this as his karma, and anything good that happens, he takes that as Krishna's mercy, Krishna's blessing. So, this mentality is the mentality of a Vaishnava. Mentality of an Avaishnava has been explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Ishvaro Ham, Ham Bhogi, Siddho, Balavan, Sukhi. I'm the controller. I'm the enjoyer. I'm very powerful. I have so many plans. If anyone gets in my way, I will kill them. This is the demoniac mentality. And yet, it's there. You see, study. If you want to understand Bhagavad Gita, study Bhagavad Gita. And then study yourself. Study your relatives. Study your former friends. Study materialistic men and women. You will see. Subliminally, or whatever, just beneath the surface, they're all thinking, Ishwaroham, the world revolves around me. Call it egocentric. And I'm the enjoyer. Everyone should satisfy my senses. Husband and wife, they profess to love each other. But actually, the husband loves the wife because she gratifies his senses and bears his children. And the wife loves the husband because he gives her money, he gives her a home, he gives her nice clothes. And the son loves the father because the father will pay for his education, give him the business when he grows up. And the father loves the son because the father thinks, I have reincarnated myself again. Just look here, look what I've done. So nice, this baby looks just like me, acts just like me. It's very attached. When he grows up, he will follow me. He will protect me and pay for my old age home. Old age homes are hellish. But in every case, there is hoituki. There's not ahoituki. There's hoituki with motive. So a devotee understands that everything is by the mercy of the Lord. Krishna has unlimited potency, and he does not need any we have. He says, patram pushpam palam dvayam yome bhakti praj. Offer me a flute, a flute, a flute. Tongue-tied. Offer me a fruit, a flower, a leaf, or some water, and I will accept. Think Krishna has water problems? We have water problems. The whole planet is fast becoming a desert. Prediction is that within another 20 or 30 years there will be terrorism. Terrorists will negotiate for water, or they will control water supplies and extort money from cities, from governments. Because the water supply is becoming so short and so contaminated that Krishna doesn't need water. You see, it's the seas lying in the causal ocean. It's so much water. It doesn't need leaves and fruit. We need to offer it to him so he will accept our devotion. And that is also by his causeless mercy. So we should never become puffed up and think that Krishna needs my service, or that anyone, for that matter, needs my service. We're all individual, independent, spiritual persons. Because we are weak, what do they say? Spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Because we're conditioned to indriya tripti, sense gratification. Therefore, it seems like a difficult path. Therefore, we need association of our husband, of our friend, of our children, of our parents. We need association. But ultimately, no one can help you. You have to make your own decision. And believe me, if you reject God, then mrityu sansara vardhamani. You'll lose the opportunity of human life. You cannot win. Material nature is too powerful. There is still, despite advancements in medicine, despite advancements in science, despite advancement in philosophy and bluffing, the death rate is still 100%. And this is Martya Loka. Mrityu Loka is the place of death. Everything is dying. Krishna says, Kalosmi Varkasha. I am time. I destroy the world. I engage everyone. So you're going to be annihilated. Your house is going to be taken away. Sorry, but it is. Your refrigerator, your air conditioner, your new Toyota car that you worked so hard to get is going to be taken away very soon. Your nice clothes, shoes, mittens to Bodhi in Brazil, his wife was saying. She was trying to become a devotee. He was a nice devotee, but she used to be a shoe designer. She literally had about 100 pairs of shoes in her closet, almost like Imelda Marcos. You know, you heard of Imelda Marcos? She had something like 2,000 pairs of shoes. Incredible. You know, wear shoes on your ears or something. You have to, so many shoes. But at the time of death, Imelda's going to lose every one of her pairs. You can't take anything with you. Come naked. Go naked. Your birthday suit. So, whatever we have, whatever we do, is all by God's mercy. And all we can do is to serve Him with what He has given us. That's all we can do. Engage whatever facilities we have in His service. And if He gives us more, we engage that in His service. And the moment we get the mentality that this is mine, this is mine, this is mine, you know, people, they have this, there's a verse in the Bhagavad Gita, karma neva dikaraste ma phalesh kadachma ma karma phale duvur ma pesambho. Stra karma. So practically, so many Indians, they know this verse. Businessmen especially. And they have their own translation for it. Just do your work and leave the result to God. And their thinking is that I will work, and if 200,000 rupees comes, I'm not attached. I'll go on a foreign tour. If 1,000,000 rupees comes, 10 lakhs, I'm not attached. I'll go on a foreign tour and I'll buy a new Acura car or Opel. I'm not attached. Well, it's God's mercy. And if 10 crores rupees comes, TK Dane Do Bhagavan Ki Kripa, I'll go on a foreign tour, buy a new Mercedes car, and get a bungalow in Juhu. That's not what the verse means. The verse means karmani eva adhikar. You have a right, adhikar, to work. Karmani, karmani eva adhikar. But adhikar ma, you do not have a right, fallation to the fruit. If 2 lakh rupees comes and your minimum requirement, monthly requirement is 10,000 rupees. Take 10,000 rupees and give 1,80,000 for Krishna's sake. If 10 lakh rupees comes, Bhagavan Ki Kripa, Krishna's mercy, I'm not attached. I'll take 10,000 for my family maintenance and 8,90,000. Or 9,90,000 I'll give for Krishna's. And if 5 crores comes, I'm not attached. This month I'll take 15,000 for my family. maybe by my wife who lived, sorry, 3 years ago, I thought it was TK. And the rest were Krishna service. So, yeah, see in that way, work in that way. Mother Yashoda, just imagine. It's bewildering because she was really bewildered because supposing I tie a piece of string around anything, my hand, my finger, you know, like this, tie it around. Oh, it's a little short. So I just back it up one and tie it here. I don't have to add any more string. Right? You take this string, and you tie it around your finger, you keep it going, it's a little too short, can't make it, so you just back it up. Tie it here. But she was so bewildered, she thought she had to add more rope, and theoretically that should have done it also. But then she wound it again and again. She must have been, you know, really getting nervous. Actually, it's interesting, Krishna also ran faster than her. Although she's his mother, she was a very beautiful, beautiful woman. And it's described that she had big hips and big breasts. So that was the standard of beauty of a woman, was that she wasn't, you know, very petite and skinny and a good machine for sex. But she was well suited to raise her children. But she was strong enough. But when she went chasing after Krishna, she also couldn't catch him. And she, the sweat began to shoot from her brow. She was huffing and puffing. The flowers she was wearing began to fall from her hair. And Krishna looked at that poor mom. And so then he slowed down a little. Let her catch him. And then she tried to tie him. And he was, you know, go ahead, Mom, try me. Smiling underneath. Finally, she was getting frustrated. She said, all right, go ahead. He was just having fun. Krishna's having fun with us. He's testing us. You really want me? Their song. They really want me to go to it was a temple program. Testing. You have to pass the test. And he makes it interesting. When Krishna wants to fight, giant Vijay come. Right? Krishna can only fight with, only his devotees can put up a good fight. Otherwise Krishna can, if he gets really angry, he can easily defeat the demons. That's not a problem. But Ramchandra, on a couple occasions, he was going to swallow the whole ocean. He was so angry, he was going to destroy the whole universe. And Lakshman had to tell him, Shanti, Shanti, brother. This is not your purpose, you know. But Ramchandra, right from the very beginning, done everything. But it was his leela to fight with Ravana, Kumbhakarna. And similarly, it is our good fortune to have the opportunity to give Krishna a little pleasure by struggling to He likes the Prabhupada. Once a devotee asked Prabhupada, Prabhupada, what makes you happy? Prabhupada said, I am happy when I see you struggling. Because you have to struggle for Maya also. It's not that you just get out in the material world and things easy. You know, I'm not going to be a devotee. Walk out the door, you know, a chauffeur comes up and says, Mercedes company has decided to donate this Mercedes to you because you're such a nice person. And then you drive down the road in your car and you hear on the radio, Sridhar Swami has just won the Italian lottery. I didn't even buy a ticket anyway. You know, you get 5 billion lira or something. It doesn't happen like that. You have to work hard, hard, hard out there. We have, in some ways, we live a sheltered life. People out there are going crazy trying to make ends meet. And suicide is on the increase as society gets faster and faster, as machines replace humans, as companies downsize and try to become more cost efficient and lay off so many workers. People are, the only profession that's really doing well is the psychiatrists. So many patients. And people are also looking for God. People are becoming more serious about looking for God. So that's our business, to give people a chance to hear about Lord Chaitanya, Lord Krishna. We have to use especially our tongue. Tongue, belly, and genitals. All lined up. And if we use our tongue, just like the frog, Jivasati Dadri Gaba, not proper, of course, that verse. Makes it sound of a frog. That's so good. Bengal, they have all these sounds of different animals. It's really a variety. Here's someone who's good at making sounds. Broadcast the glories of Krishna, Jale, Dekutari, Gaho, Krishna, Upadesh, Katiyantascha, Mam, Nityam, Dusham, Charamantacha. We have to get our pleasure from constantly talking with one another and with non-devotees about Krishna. And people will take it. People are suffering and they want this nectar, this ambrosia. They will take it. Krishna consciousness movement is expanding. One of the reasons why our temples may not be expanding so quickly is because we need a little education on how to deal with guests, how to be perfect hosts. But I remember a long time ago, I made this man a devotee. And some of you may recognize him since when he was much younger. He's my disciple. Really? You know who this is? Huh? Doesn't look like him? Yeah, I preached to him to begin my disciple. Rambo, anybody seen Rambo? It's Sylvester Stallone. actually what happened was I couldn't resist this. One of my disciples in Kirk, I was staying at his house, and the kitchen and the eating room were right close to his bedroom, so I was in the bathroom washing my hands. I walked out and I looked in his bedroom, and there right above his bed, his wife's bed, was this big picture of Sylvester Stallone. And I said, "Sudama, what are you doing keeping Sylvester Stallone in your house?" And his wife said, "No, that's Sudama when he was younger." But it looks so much like Sylvester. Everybody who sees it says, unfortunately, Sylvester doesn't have so much brain. Of course, neither does that Austrian fellow. But it's a close likeness, isn't it? So this is, as one famous poet said, this is the end. My only friend, the end. I thank you very much for your association. I certainly had to work hard while I was here. But it's good. Together to make this project a great success. A few days ago I was reading a number of letters from Prabhupada where he was stating how no temple should be in debt. And it's very good. Next year you will have paid off your mortgage. This one is great. We have high overhead. You can invest more funds in preaching or in studying, seminars, workshops, and we can concentrate on receiving guests nicely. There are some interesting statistics. Given a number of seminars on this quality, custom, and care. Quality, custom, and care. Someone who comes, well, someone who leaves one particular product and starts buying from another product, brand A and brand B. So, generally, 5% of the people leave brand A and go to brand B because some of their friends are buying brand B. So they decide, about 12%, they buy brand B because they get a better deal than brand B. And about another 17%, they stop buying from brand B. Stop buying brand A and start buying brand B because someone in brand A was rude or indifferent to them, and therefore they stop. So when someone comes here, if he gets treated rudely, there's a lot of competition out there, practically on both sides. There's churches, even other Eastern religious organizations, Buddhists, whatever. If someone comes to an organization and they get mistreated. About 4% of the people will tell you about it. 96% will not say anything. They just won't mention it to you. And of those 96%, 94% will never come back again. They won't say anything. They just won't come back again. But people who have a problem, have a bad experience, and the problem is rectified, and there's some apology, appropriate apology, a full 95% of them will change their mind and come back. If someone has a bad experience, the average person will tell from 8 to 10 people. 1 in 5 people will tell. Most people will tell someone else about their bad experience. And 1 in 5 will tell 20 people. These are statistics which have been carefully analyzed for years, because it means a lot to the bottom line of the company. Another point is that companies that have a good communication with the public, they can sell their product on an average, anyway, I forget the statistic, but a much higher price. In other words, we're selling our books, and sometimes we have to, especially in some countries, we have to sell our books very cheaply, just barely getting the cost of printing them. But in countries where we have good communication with the public, we can sell our books at a 200-150% markup. So it's important to learn how to be perfect hosts. What keeps this community full of life? What is one thing that keeps us always inspired and full of life? I know you're thinking now, what are some of the things, but what's one very important thing related to what I've been talking about? It's if we see a lot of new people coming and joining, new blood, fresh blood, then we feel very excited, very happy. We feel we're making a difference in the world. We're only going to attract people if we create an atmosphere where everybody who comes here is a special guest and is given the red carpet treatment. And I'll tell you, there are organizations like that. It's not that I'm creating an impossible picture or painting an impossible picture, creating a situation which we can't achieve. It can be done. I know every time I go to a Mormon temple, you know the Mormons? They're so hospitable, and they really go out of the way, and they simply tell me about their philosophy. They don't, you know, like you go to a born-again Christian place. I remember they used to have these coffee houses, and you go there and you sit down and have a cup of coffee, and someone comes up beside you, puts his hand on your shoulder and says, "Have you been saved yet? Have you bathed in the blood of Jesus?" I just wanted to drink a cup of coffee and laugh. But the Mormons, you know, they'll bring you in and they won't, no polemics, no debates. They'll just tell you. And smiling. Very. That's why they're the fastest growing religion in the world. One of the reasons. So I hope that you all can develop this place nicely. Pleasure of Srila Prabhupada and the pleasure of your spiritual master and for your own family. For the more we can fulfill our responsibility to preach Lord Chaitanya's mission, the more we will get blessings. Everyone is saying, you know, please give me blessings. I hear this all the time. The blessings are there. Take them. Smorgasbord, you have to help yourself. You know this word smorgasbord? It's the Swedish, what do they call smorgasbord? Where they put the food out on the table and you go up and help yourself. Huh? A self-service, you can go on track and say, you have to help yourself. God helps those who help themselves. Hare Krishna. Don't clap your hands, just throw lira.